Hey, Maren?
Yeah.
Future Mark's on the line, so better be careful.
Cool. Future Mark. That guy's great. Put him through. Hey, buddy.
Hey,
what's
buddy,
up?
What's up?
So, Future Mark, what's going on in 2050?
I'm in Iraq.
Why are you in Iraq?
Well, it's kind of a state now.
You're kidding. You mean we're still there? We never pulled out?
Well, we couldn't really, you know? We really screwed this place up. The whole region, Iraq, Iran, Syria, they're all states now, buddy.
Wow.
Only they're called Arkansas, Irandiana, and Mississippi.
Weird, man.
Puerto Rico, Cuba, North Korea, they're all states, too.
Wait, like, they were our enemies. The Iraqi insurgency was so strong. I mean, how did it all, like, turn around?
Can you hear that?
Is that Mr. Softy?
Yep, Mr. Softy. Turns out the way to beat the Iraqis was to start feeding them our food. We airlifted in, like, 300 Mr. Softy trucks, introduced cheese to the culture, and boom, Chubbopotamia, my friend.
Wait, you mean they got fat?
And lazy. They stopped praying, they stopped making car bombs. Now all they do is just chase these trucks around. But it's so sad because they can barely run.
Wow, so we just took over.
Well, their fat troops got fatter than our fat troops, and we kind of, you know, won by default. 6 months later, fat Iranians, state. 6 months after that, Syria, state. They started calling it the wide around the Middle East.
Oh, okay, all right. Hey, I thought you said they stopped praying. Isn't that a call to prayer loudspeaker right here back there?
Nope, that's a call to biscuits and gravy, my friend.
Biscuits and gravy? Oh, man, that's heavy stuff.
Biscuits and gravy brought down North Korea in 2 weeks, dude. Those people were starving. The Pentagon doesn't even bother with military contracts anymore. Now all their deals are with Bob Evans and Jimmy Dean, who are national heroes, by the way.
So wait a minute. Why are you there?
Well, it's a good question. I'm on a humanitarian mission here. I'm handing out Prilosec and blood thinners, and I'm teaching a low-impact aerobics class.
Aerobics?
Yeah.
But isn't the point keeping them fat and docile?
Oh, yeah. So it's low impact. Low impact is the key, buddy. And afterwards, they get to have pancakes. It's just a way of keeping them in shape enough to keep the oil fields up and running.
Wow, we're still after the oil, huh?
Yeah.
Is that what this is all about?
No. These are cooking oil fields, buddy. We found huge deposits here, and we need it for all the fryolators in Iraq alone. You should see the people pack away the fried clams, and they didn't even eat shellfish before.
What's that?
Oh, that's the nacho cheese tanker.
Oh, so they like nachos too, huh?
No, just the cheese, actually. People waddle out with their buckets, and they just fill them up.
Oh, that's gross. Sounds like kind of a sad existence.
Ah, well. It's no worse than, say, you know, Indiana in your time.
Yeah, I guess. Hey, okay, well, you know, have a good time. You got anything you want to tell me before I hang up?
Yes, I do, actually. The 6th Harry Potter book comes out on Saturday, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Book in chapter 8, all right, about 5 pages in.
Uh-huh.
See if you can build one of those. There's a ton of money in that.
Really?
You'll thank me, man.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Later.
Ooh.
So there you go. It was just buckets of cheese, Riley.
We have no affiliate in Indiana.
I don't know. Yeah. You know what I mean?